So based on the discussions that we had, we're chatting about representation. There was understanding of the fact that the larger population was in Sackville. There was understanding in the fact that, there should be more seats in Sackville. But there was also conversation around the fact that, but they wanted to ensure, we wanted to ensure that there was representation from these other areas. And how does that look and how do we make it work? I mean, a lot of it will kind of also, as the boundaries are decided, I mean, as indicated with the update that's on the town website, the information there, I mean, it could be four wards in Sackville with one councillor per ward. It could be two wards with two councillors, or it could be one ward with four seats. When we talk about representation, so when you talk about wards and concerns over the fact that, well, that person coming to the table, they're just thinking about their area and what's important to their area. Well, when you look at this, and the way I look at this is that Dorchester's needs or concerns may not be the same as what West Sackville's or the local service district of Sackville is or what Pointe-à-Butte is. And when you see that, you say, so where are their needs? What are their concerns? How does it play into the bigger picture? Because that new council will be talking about decisions for the whole community. It won't be just talking about decisions for Sackville. And the way I look at it, having it could have gone the other way. I mean, there couldn't if there wasn't consensus, it could have gone another way. You could have had Dorchester or the LFD saying, "Well, no, we want two seats there." But after discussion and going through and trying to understand what our responsibilities were, and also understand that it wasn't, set in stone that the next council could move this forward, and understanding representation and the fact of, I mean, you look at Dorchester, I mean, currently they have four councillors and a mayor. So based on what was decided, they'll go down to one. Sackville had eight councillors and a mayor. And they'll go down to five.
Well, four.
Or four, right. But the mayor, I guess the mayor would be at large. So, but I mean, so, and then you're adding to it. So, conversations around, and I can't speak on behalf of anybody else on that committee, but, the folks in local service districts were thankful that they were going to actually have representation.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's come up in the past from West Sackville. They've dealt with things in the past and have felt alone. Those are some of the conversations. How it's dispersed and done, I mean, again, we could talk to a half a dozen or a dozen different people and they're going to have a different perspective on what they consider what appropriate representation is. Myself personally, we're in a big riding when it comes federally, and it has different linguistic needs and backgrounds. And sometimes, depending on where you are in that riding, sometimes you kind of feel left out, but other times you're right there too.
You said that, or the committee has said, and not the committee, sorry, that, when the town posted the information, the decisions that have been made so far, the maps, the boundaries for these new wards will be decided by March 4th. So that leaves, I guess, 2 to 3 weeks to work on that. It looks as if some of a certain portion of the boundaries has been decided, because Sackville, the town boundaries that we currently have, will have four representatives within it, they're saying. So are we saying that Sackville town boundaries, as they are, will be discrete and separate from the other wards? Is that one of the boundaries that is drawn, whether or not there's Sackville is divided within that ward or not?
Well, as we talked about it that evening, we kind of referenced the historic Dorchester, historically Dorchester's boundaries and historically Sackville's boundaries, and kind of what is an appropriate amount within. There's been things tossed around in regards to how do those boundaries look, and that's what we're going to do next. I mean, it could very well be that if you look at Sackville and maybe, and look at the old ward system, north, south, east, and west, it may be trying to, one of the challenges will be the fact that you've got the Sackville LSD with, Midgett and out that way, and then you've got the West Sackville part of it with Bury Settlement and Wood Point. It's like, how does that happen? How does that connect? Does Midgett, part of Midgett, become put in with a ward that would represent Pointe du Butte? Does part of it go in with a more northern ward with from Sackville? Do you take part of Sackville and go towards Frosty Hollow? That's as what has happened now, mapping will be done. They'll bring it back to options back to the committee. The committee will look at those options and say, these kind of three make sense. Now let's take that away and we'll talk to our different committees and our councils and get input on what do you think of this one, and then take that back as a group and say, okay, here's what we got back. What did you get back? And then sit down and try to work through the fact of what boundaries make the best sense at this point in time.
Who will be drawing up the boundary options? Who will be working on those maps? Is it people local to here?
No, it's all done through the province. I'm not quite sure what department is handling that. But I know that Mr. Peters indicated that he'll take that away and have options drawn up in regards to how the different ward boundaries could look. And like I said, they could draw one up that shows Sackville broken up into four, or Sackville broken up into two, or Sackville just as one. They could group it in where, Dorchester and the Dorchester LSD is one. Like I said, it's hard to fathom unless you have a map in front of you how it all will connect. And so that's going to be the next challenge that we have.